You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Speaking of believing the prophetic word, a prophetic dream, and God just speaks in so many dreams and visions. His voice is amazing. He is just wonderful things we've been sharing with you over the years. Don't forget, you can go to VFN Torch to find out more at VFNKB.com, more prophetic words. You can go to our YouTube channel. You can go to us online. You can watch our broadcast on the Gulf Coast, all over the place. And to hear all the prophetic words, begin to just remember the wonders of the Lord and the words of the Lord. This particular prophecies, Dutch Sheets is sharing it, what has been given to him, but how that not only is President Trump going to be have this encounter with God, but he's going to set up. See, when you know God, you understand that you pray to him, you talk to him, and he's the one that wins the victories for you. And he's going to set up, President Trump is going to set up a prayer movement, a task force, if you will, that'll begin to pray, within minutes will begin to pray over the nation. Matter of fact, it's already being established now. But when President Trump has this encounter, he's going to utilize it in a powerful way. Also, he's going to be sharing about a massive move of God. Millions of people are going to be saved. Things are going to be happening so powerfully in the church. God's going to bring in a harvest. It's so powerful. Listen now.
This dream that was given to me, I'm going to say in either late 2017, but probably more like early last year, 2018, this was given to me. It's a dream that includes the president, but what I want you to hear is more the language. And sometimes even when God gives me a dream that has President Trump in it, it's more about what that office represents than him as a person. Sometimes it's about him as a person. And I don't like everything he does. You don't have to like everything he does to know God put him there to do some things. So, but this dream says, this man says, I dreamed last night that you and a small group of us were invited to see President Trump in the Oval Office. Upon arrival, after some small talk, President Trump, very much in humility, and I thought that was an interesting phrase. Just saying. We were invited to meet him in the Oval Office. After small talk, President Trump, very much in humility, began to thank you for your leadership and for the Appeal to Heaven prayer movement. He then presented to you an Appeal to Heaven flag he had signed. I don't see that as an autograph. I see that as a symbolic endorsement of prayer by the highest office in the land. His autograph wouldn't mean anything. Well, I mean, I'd honor any president's son, but that's not what this is. Amen. He then requested of you to organize a high-level strategic prayer task force. By the way, that is happening. I'm a part of a group doing that. It's actually going to be launched Tuesday of this week. For the first time I know of, there are about 60, 70 prayer ministries. That's a statement, isn't it, that there are that many? Prayer ministries or ministries that focus on prayer. Like myself, I do other things, but part of who I am. There are about 60 to 70 that are working together to form a coalition that the White House and other government people can funnel to this group prayer requests with conference calls where people can get on 5,000 get on the phone, but on the internet, on the website, as many as one can get on, and millions of people, because that's how many people are represented by all these networks, millions of people can receive prayer requests from President Trump and the government and be praying about it within minutes. And the first one of these calls, and I'm going to tell you this, you know, I can't go into some of this too much, but I'll promise you this. There's more prayer that goes on in the executive branch of our government now than any time in the history of this nation. There are people that have been raised up and assigned to pray for every office in the executive branch of our government. And there are more born again, truly born again evangelical Christians, a part of the cabinet and work for the president, than any time in our history. This, and you know, I tell people, you don't have to like everything the man does to know God put him there to do some things. So he said, and this is now in place, please organize a high-level strategic prayer task force. And by the way, if you don't know how to get on that call and be a part of this, you can go follow me on Facebook. I'll be releasing some things about it tomorrow. You can also go to the app that I have called Give Him 15. It's a daily prayer. We can all pray together for the nation. And there'll be information tomorrow also on how, it's a free app, on how to get on this call. But he said, please do this. He said he would be releasing directly to you significant issues for prayer. He also said he'd received this prophetic instruction from a very trusted voice, his wife Melania. At that time, you presented to him a white stone in the dream. I gave him a white stone and read to him Revelation 2:17, which says, to him who overcomes, I'll give some of the hidden manna. And I'll give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows, but he received it. He then looked at me, smiled, and said, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He's going to know God had his hand on him from birth to do what he's doing. And I agree with this John. I don't know another human being that could do what he's doing. He then asked if he could pray for all of us. In his prayer, he said, this is very significant. Lord, especially the second part, let this man and these leaders convene a holy convocation, which we'll do next year. It's in the works. That I might finish my 8 years well. I believe God wants him in another term. Yeah. If for no other reason, to shift the judicial system in America. There are other reasons. His stand for Israel. His friendship with the church. He's doing everything he can to help faith-based organizations and the body of Christ function in this nation. He is. But he said that I might finish my 8 years well, and now listen to this. This is what he asked us to pray for. And the ancient markers of our founding fathers be restored. That's a profound phrase, John. He said, I need you to convene a holy convocation that I can finish my 8 years well, and that the ancient markers of our founding fathers be restored. The purposes that God had for this nation from the very beginning. The ancient foundations of truth, of the gospel, of our relationship to God, a nation under God, that we have drifted away from and became in many ways an apostate nation. But God in his mercy, I'm going to talk about that in a minute, God in his mercy is drawing this nation back, and he's going to finish the process with a great awakening. He's going to rescue millions of people in this nation and turn them back to him. He's going to invade the schools, the colleges, the universities, street corners, inner cities of America, gangs, moms, dads, rich, poor, big cities, small towns. He's coming to a town near you. The wind of God, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is coming to this nation. It's going to be the greatest, most impacting revival in church history. And it's going to restore us back to our ancient markers. And to me, that also includes our destiny. It's what God raised us up for. He raised this nation up to be a trumpet of the gospel, of the kingdom to the ends of the earth. I tell people, you know, and I'm not equating any kind of covenant with America as with Israel, but I am saying this: God raised up Israel to give us Messiah to redeem the world. He raised up America to trumpet that message to the ends of the earth. And so America and the destiny we have, and that destiny, by the way, was prophesied at Cape Henry in 1607 when Jonathan Hunt, Robert Hunt, planted the cross on the beach at Cape Henry. And he prophesied right then, the gospel will go forth from these shores, not only to this land, but to all the nations of the earth. And that's our destiny, that the gospel would go forth from these shores to the ends of the earth, and it's going to be restored fully. And there's coming another great missions movement. Evangelists are going to be raised up once again by the thousands to go forth from this nation and to the ends of the earth. In fact, an evangelistic church is going to be raised up. Not just evangelists, but a prophetic evangelistic church is going to be raised up, and it's going to be a wave. An unstoppable wave. Yes. We're going to get back to those ancient markers. A lot of these dreams that have been sending to me from people, friends of mine, have, in the dream will be a founding father or an early patriarch of the church or old things that he uses in the dream to show me things. What's he saying to me? He's saying, I want you to recapture the ancient path. I want the synergy of the ages. I want you to go back and get what's been lost. I'm gonna restore all of it. And it doesn't just go back to our founders. Some of these dreams, there'll be a person in the dream like John Knox, one of the reformers. And it's interesting. It's not that anybody's communicating with the dead. He's just in a dream. These people appear and become symbolic of something. Reese Howes was one of them. Peter Marshall, the author of The Light and the Glory, in one of these dreams, in The Light and the Glory, he spells out the destiny of America and how God raised up America. He and David Manuel. If you don't have the book, The Light and the Glory, you should read that book. It's the classic best book on demonstrating, proving that God raised up this nation and why he did it. So he says, pray for me that I can finish my 8 years well and the ancient markers of our founding fathers be restored. And then he presented to me a pager in the dream. And he said to me, when you see the number 2222 on your pager, I say, that's my life verse, Isaiah 22:22. God said, I'll give you the key of the house of David. It represents governmental authority. And you'll open doors no one can close and close doors no one can open. So anytime I see the 22 or the 2222 in a dream, I know it has to do with my calling, what God's called me to do, the authority he's given the church to bind, to loose, the keys of the kingdom, etc. And he says to me, anytime you see the number 2222 on that pager, please answer your phone, even though there'll be no caller ID on your phone. It'll be me calling with prayer requests.
Isn't that so exciting to see what God's doing? And the Lord showed me specifically, talking about the schools and the how God's going to be pouring out his anointing and bringing in a harvest from everywhere. Well, the Lord showed me he's going to pour out his glory on the schools, and the kids are going to be just taken in by his glory and his presence and just flowing in the anointing of God, and that's going to actually bring in adults that are going to be drawn to God. And then God even showed me specifically how, you know, just not a church choir, but almost like a secular choir that began to sing, and that God anointed that form of worship and music. And then God began to touch someone else's heart that's in the entertainment mountain. And God said through that person that I want to give, because they were being touched in the heart to want to give to what they were seeing. They wanted to give to that choir that had challenges in their life. The Lord says, I want to give to where you'll never want again. It was just powerful. It was like this education mountain of culture and the entertainment mountain of culture, the arts and entertainment. God was using the arts and entertainment to fund what he was doing in the education mountain as the faith mountain was moving. It was just so powerful. As a matter of fact, that's one of the core Genesis reasons why I wrote the book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, because God encountered me with in a dream, a prophetic dream, showing me that a harvest is coming. They're going to literally push down the doors, take the doors off the hinges. It's going to be coming from everywhere.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.